South Florida Democratic State Senator Dave Ehrenberg announced yesterday that he's running for Attorney General next year. The 38-year-old legislator represents a wide swath of the southern portion of the state. His District 27 seat includes parts of Lee and Charlotte counties in southwest Florida, spreads through Glades County, and ends on the east coast in Palm Beach County. He may soon be joined by some other major Democrats in the race for AG. WMNS spoke to Ehrenberg today and asked him why he wants to become Florida's top cop.
I think the attorney general needs to be the people's lawyer. I think that it needs to return to the days of Bob Butterworth, where it stood up for consumers, especially in this difficult economic climate when people are getting ripped off, they're getting squeezed. We lead the country in foreclosures and in mortgage fraud, and yet I think the attorney general's office has not stood up for consumers, has focused on other issues which may be important, but in this climate, we need to be the people's lawyer. And I'm a former assistant attorney general. I used to work for Bob Butterworth in that office, and I remember the days when we fought for consumers on a daily basis, fought for taxpayers, and that's the direction I want to bring the office.
And we know that even Charlie Crist, in many ways, picked up from what the Butterworth administration did. As you mentioned, that's not really happening right now. Bill McCollum, the current attorney general, seems to be really focused on cybercrime and gang violence, which, as you mentioned, are important items. But there's a whole list of other things that attorney general can do that some say is not being done in that office right now.
Yeah, cybercrime and gang violence are important issues, and I'll continue that focus when I'm elected attorney general, but it's not going to be the only focus. The attorney general has got to be able to do more than one or two things. It's got to be able to be the people's lawyer, and in this difficult economic climate, the people need someone to stand up for them against fraudulent loans, against unsavory lending practices, mortgage fraud, and yet it seems that the people are all alone out there. You know, when you buy a home, that's your most important purchase of your life, your most valued asset, and it is relatively unregulated. The government does not stand up to protect consumers. And in this climate, you would think the attorney general would do more rather than less. But unfortunately, it seems that the current policies are focused only on one area, and it should include protecting consumers. And that's what I did when I was an assistant attorney general under Bob Butterworth. I was an assistant attorney general in the Economic Crimes Division. That was my focus, and that will be a major focus if I'm elected.
Dave Ehrenberg, we know there's been talk about other Democrats getting into this race, and I believe a few weeks ago, Senator Nelson, Bill Nelson, with the leaders in this Democratic Party in Florida, sat down with yourself, with Rod Smith, with Dan Gelber, and tried to come to some agreement, but there's really not much of an agreement. I don't think that can happen here. You've been the first one out of the chute. The others may follow you. What should voters out there, people out there, think about this whole idea of, you know, contested primary and the like? Is it good for democracy here to see all the best ideas coming out amongst your candidates, or could it hurt the party against the Republican nominee?
Yeah, obviously a contested primary can, if it's a negative primary, can damage the Democratic nominee. But I would rather have the people decide who the Democratic nominee will be than to have that person anointed by party leaders. If it's up to me, if it's a choice from the people or a select few, I would choose the people any day of the week. And that's why I decided to get in this race, because I tried to work this out. I tried to see if we can, you know, in good faith, avoid a contentious primary. But when that proved to be impossible, I thought we need to let the people decide. And so I'm looking forward to a vigorous campaign. You know, I spent a lot of time in the Tampa Bay region, and I'm going to continue that, because if a Democrat's going to win statewide, he can't depend solely on Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. You have to reach out to the I-4 corridor and beyond. And that's why I made my announcement in Southwest Florida, in Fort Myers. How many Democrats ever do that?